That's right. Amen. You got your Bibles with you tonight, which you should have, the sword of the Spirit. It's the Spirit's sword.
Hallelujah.
We need that word of God. Yes, we do. There's life in the word. There's direction in the word. There's strength in the word. There's guidance in the word. There's help in the word. There's comfort. There's salvation. There's healing in God's holy word. In Psalms 23, when you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now that's fast.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to read it, and then we'll take it verse by verse. I don't know how far we'll get. I got 6 or 7 pages here, but we'll cut it off when the Lord says cut it off. How's that? I've had a time with this, buddy. I'll tell you at the house. All right. Psalms 23:1. The Lord is what?
My
shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You may be seated. Hallelujah to the Lord. This beloved classic psalm, Brother Ron, was written over 3,000 years ago. I'd like to have $1 for every time it's been taught, preached, sung, quoted at funerals, at the bedside of those that are sick. If I had $1 for every time this 23rd Psalm has been quoted, oh, I'd be a millionaire over and over and over. It's one of the classic Psalms. Hallelujah. Listen, penned by the psalmist David, a man after God's own heart. How many is after God's heart? I want God's heart. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, listen, it only has 6 verses, but all it portrays the love relationship between a shepherd and his sheep. It portrays the tender care of a good shepherd for his flock. It paints a picture of the trust and the reliance of a sheep on their shepherd. This is known as a sheep's song. The sheep is doing the talking, bragging on the shepherd. Hallelujah. How many's ever bragged on the shepherd? Oh, my Lord, if you ever met the Lord that I serve, you'll never ever forget him. He's the best one in the whole wide world. I'm glad I'm a sheep of his hand, and I'm a sheep of his pasture. I've got a good shepherd, ain't you, that laid down his life for his sheep. He is the door to the sheepfold. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. How many's glad that door opened one time and the gates swung wide open? And Jesus said, come on in. Hallelujah. And I entered into the best pasture that I've ever grazed in. I'm telling you, he will feed you. Oh, he'll take good care of you. How many wants me to just teach this now?
Whatever you feel.
Hallelujah.
I can't just teach.
The sheep is bragging on the shepherd. David here describes himself as that sheep in the Lord's care. Now listen, in 6 verses, David refers to himself 16 times. Oh, Lord. 16 times, I, me,
My, the Lord's got me in his heart. The Lord is a thinking about me. The Lord is my shepherd. I'm glad that I made him my shepherd a long time ago. Can you raise your little hand and just wave it to the Lord? He is my shepherd. Hallelujah. Woo! He brags on the shepherd 13 times. 13 times, him, my shepherd. Whew. If I came to everyone in this house, right here tonight, every one of you, could you give me 16 reasons of what the Lord means to you? Can you? Could you give me 16 things that God's did for you and what he means to you? Holy Lord, has he ever come by your way?
Oh yeah.
Has he ever touched you?
Yes.
Has he ever helped you when you needed help?
Yes.
Has he ever reached down and lifted you when you needed back on your feet? Come on, you were sick and afflicted, and he visited you right in the middle of the night. Oh, how many's ever been in a hospital before, laying on a sick bed, but the Lord walked in. Somebody prayed for me. Hallelujah, they took me to the Lord in prayer. And I'm telling you, in the midnight hour, the Lord can find his way right into your room. The doors have been shut when it feels like you've come to the end. And then steps up the shepherd and says, I ain't done with you yet. Hey, aren't you glad that you got a friend that's sticking closer than a brother? He knows you and he sees you in the midnight hour. He knows when you're sick and you're afflicted. And thank God the shepherd, there ain't no touch like the shepherd's hand when he lays it up on you. I'm telling you, there ain't no feeling in this wide world like the shepherd's touch. Hey, hallelujah. He lifts up his sheep. He lays them across his shoulder. You might be down and out. You might have failed God at times and been out in the briars and the thorns of sin. But I'm telling you, Jesus has got such a love tonight, Brother Poppy, that he'll leave the 99 safe in the fold. What is the heart's desire of our Lord Jesus Christ? It ain't his will that one perish, but all come to repentance. I'm telling you, Jesus himself, in the red letter edition, said he leaves the 99 in the fold, and he goes out into the mountains, and he seeks that one lost sheep. Hallelujah. And when he finds it, he picks it up and lays it across his shoulder, and he brings it back to the fold. Raise your little head and say, God is in the business of restoring and bringing back and renewing. I tell you, he will renew and he will restore. Ah, Lord, I feel him. I feel about 220 right now. Just wave your arm in the house to God. Hey, Lord. Now, I felt this at the house. Thank you, Lord. Let's look at this psalm now and make it personal, okay? One verse at a time. The Lord is my shepherd.
Mine.
That means I belong to him. How many can say down deep in your heart that you got the witness that you belong to him? You've been born again. You've been converted. You've been saved. You've been washed in his blood. You've been delivered. You've been brought out of sin and out of the world. Hallelujah. He is my shepherd, and that means I belong to him, and I'm in his hand. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Hey, Lord. I belong to him, Brother Charles, and I know that I'm his. You know it. You know it. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. In the Greek, it says, I am a new creation. He created in me a clean heart. He renewed a right spirit in me. I'm brand new. I'm not the Tommy Romans that I used to be. I don't go where I used to go. I don't talk and I don't walk like I used to. There's a brand new me. I'm telling you, if any man be in Christ, he's brand new. He's passed from death unto life. How many's got that life on the inside of you tonight? Woo! Hey, Lord.
Come on. Amen.
That means I made him my Lord. Now, a lot of people made him their Savior. But once you make Jesus your Savior, he saves you. You've got to make him Lord of your life. He owns all of me. I'm not holding back anything on him. If he loved me that much that he'd go to a cross, I can hear the echo right now of the hammer and the nails. How much did he love me, Brother Tommy? He loved me so much they didn't have to force him on that cross, but he laid his life down. He held his hands out. Go ahead and drive the nails in my hands. Drive them in my feet. Lift me up on the cross. My arms extended. I'm doing it for you. I'm a dying for you. Holy Lord, nobody ever loved me like Jesus loved me. Nobody ever cared for my soul like he did. I feel him tonight. I feel him tonight. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Thank God I seek no other. I need no other way. I've got the best shepherd and the best Lord. I made him Lord. Amen. He's the Lord of my life. And I'm one of his sheep. And I believe I'm going to stay in his fold. How many in the house of God to say, I know that I'm his. And I'm in the best pasture field I've ever been in. And I'm staying with the shepherd. Lead me, God, and I will follow. Direct me, Jesus, and I'll walk after you. I'm telling you, he'll be the best one that you ever follow. Yes, he will. Your path might be sometimes steep and the way is narrow, but it'll never be too narrow. What the shepherd will be right there beside of you on that narrow path of life. Hey, hallelujah to God. It leads to heaven. I said it leads to God's glory. Woo. Lord have mercy sakes alive. I'm staying in the fold. You're here tonight. Stay with Jesus. Stay in the fold. I'd like to cry it from the highest mountain. Don't never drift away from the shepherd. Don't ever let the devil, hallelujah, to discourage you. And don't ever fall out of church or away from God. It's time to be faithful unto the Lord. Hallelujah, draw nigh to God. Did not the Bible say, draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. Hallelujah to the Lord. I want to stay near to him. I want to hear right by my side. I'll tell you what, I feel like revival.
Come on.
Oh, hallelujah, I'm revived in my heart. I'm revived in my soul. Hey. Lift them little hands on the house and say, God, I'm hungry. Lord, I'm thirsty for another wave of glory. I'm thirsty, hallelujah, Brother Ben. I need another touch. I need another drink from that well. Hey, Lord, I'll give me a free refreshing.
Come on.
Hallelujah. We ain't gonna get very far, are we?
We're doing good.
You want a part two out of this? My gracious sakes alive. I'm telling you, fasting and prayer will help you.
Yes.
Some of the information that I did get out of here, listen, is from Philip Keller's book that he wrote many, many, many years ago. I think back in the 60s.
A shepherd looks at Psalm 23. If you could ever, this book, honest, is worth $100. I promise you, it don't cost that, but it'd be worth $100 to you. Philip Keller's book. He was a preacher, a minister of the gospel. His dad raised him in Africa. His dad had a huge amount of land, and they had hundreds of head of sheep, a flock of sheep. Philip Keller knows all about the nature of sheep. He moved from Africa over here into the Canadian Rockies, and he had hundreds, I guess, thousands of acres. He had hundreds of sheep, a flock of sheep that he took care of. And this man being a minister, the Lord opened his eyes up to be able to write secrets of the life of a sheep and their dependency upon the shepherd. He knew how to analyze them. He knew how to watch for trouble. He knew exactly when they were hungry. He knew all about them and their very needs. Oh God, my Lord. Keller was a minister. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That's what David said. They ain't nothing dead about God. Nothing brown and dead in our God. Holy Lord, everything, Brother Charles, in him is green and full of life. It never fades. It'll never wither. Lord, it'll never turn brown. There's life in the grass that God will feed you. Oh, he maketh me to lie down in the green pastures. There's life in the pasture field that the shepherd will walk you through. Hallelujah to God. Oh, he satisfies, Brother Ron, the longing soul. And he filleth the hungry with what? Can anybody tell me?
Goodness.
He filleth the hungry with his goodness. I once was poor, and I once was starving. I lived my life among the goats. But my way through this old world like an old dirty goat. I don't know how on earth they do it. Some people will go and get several head of goats when they buy a piece of property, and it's haired over with briars and the saw briars and thorns and thistles and everything. They say an old goat will eat a rusty tin can. What? You mean a goat would do that? Turn them in there and all the vines and the briars and everything. An old goat will eat anything. It'll eat the briars. I don't know how on earth their mouth and their tongue can saw through briars, my Lord, and thorns. They say when an old goat gets done, everything in that ground, yeah, it's been eat all the way down to the dirt. Lord, have mercy. I had my share of eating with the goats. I tell you, the dirt, the rust, and the briars, I was caught in a briar thicket, my Lord, and could not get out of there. Hey, Lord, and the shepherd came my way, and he said, do you want a better pasture field? I said, yes, and I'll tell you, I broke away. I said, I broke away from the flock of goats, and I ran to Jesus. Hey, Lord, raise your hand and praise him. I tell you, you got to break away. Hallelujah. God's got something far better.
Oh, anybody feel like helping me preach?
Come on.
That's what they always say. Get online and listen to them old holiness preachers. Would somebody help me preach? Hey. Holy Lord God, I feel right real good tonight here. Holy God. There's life in this thing. I tell you about it. There's life in it. Jesus. Oh God. If I'm beside myself, just pray for me, would you? Oh. I was starving. I lived my life among the goats. Everything in that field was brown and dead. The world's pasture field will only leave you empty. and craving for something more that will satisfy you. Satan had me fenced in. That's exactly where the devil wants every one of us, is to fence us in.
Yes.
Come on now. He'll erect fences around you. He'll try to separate you away from your brothers and your sisters. He'll try to cut you off from the church. He'll try to divide you, devour you, and then destroy you. Oh, Lord, Satan had me fenced in. Brother Charles, that I could not get out. I was dying. Oh, Lord, surely there's a better field out there somewhere beyond this fence and the wire that I'm behind. How many's ever stared at a wire that's been around you? And the old devil's, he's erected walls around you and old bars of steel around you. He tells you, you'll never get out. I got you right where I want you. There's nothing any better for you. You'll never be free. Ah, yes, there he is. Yes, there he is. Raise your hand in the house. You can come out. I'm telling you, one trip and one visitation of the shepherd, he'll knock the fence down. He'll tear the gate off of its hinges, and he'll bring you out. Raise your hand. He'll bring you out.
Hey, 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 Lord.
Yeah. Oh, God. Surely there's something better than this field I'm in. Surely there's a better shepherd than the one I'm serving. Eating these thorns and briars. Surely there is.
Come on, come on.
Surely I won't have to eat this the rest of my life.
Come on, come on.
Surely I won't have to stay here the rest of my life in this condition. Surely I don't have to starve. There's better food somewhere. There's a better master somewhere. There's a better shepherd somewhere. Surely, surely, surely there is. Holy God, holy God. I wished I had. Brother Ron, I prayed. I said, God, send the sinners in tonight. I wished I had them. I wish I had a whole house full tonight to preach to you. Oh, God. Surely there's a better shepherd. Philip Keller, he said, sheep will not lie down when they're hungry. If their bellies are empty inside, he said, my sheep would always be on the move, searching. For green grass to eat, to satisfy their hunger. When they was hungry, they were restless. When they were hungry, they were empty, and they were searching. Are you here tonight, and you're searching? You're looking. You ain't fully satisfied yet. There has to be more. Than what I'm eating.
Come on, amen.
There has to be more than what I've got and where I'm at. Whew. Son, hang on to the Lord. I see it in your face. Hang on to Jesus. Hold on to him. Holy, holy, holy. Stay with God.
Yes.
Raise your hand. Stay with God. Stay with God. Stay
yes.
with God.
Yes.
Holy.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on.
Ain't that in a way that it is with a sinner that does not have and know Jesus? The search is on in this hour. The craving inside and the gnawing of the soul. Brother Michael, it drives people into doing all kind of things that are vain, looking in the wrong places,
right.
Drives them into the bad things, and only leaves them empty and longing for more. Oh, God, can I tell us, everyone here tonight, give me another hour. Give me another 60 minutes. Praise be to the Lord. Hey, God, this will be the best message you've heard on the sheep for a little while. There is a difference between happiness and joy. There is a difference. Happiness is earthly. It's temporary. It is so fleeting.
Woo! It's based on circumstances. Happiness, happy, stems from the word happenstance, which means when things are going good, when things are happening around me good, that means I am happy. Hey, Lord. Hallelujah. When the circumstances are good, when the pleasures are good, you're happy. You're just happy at the moment. But the season runs out. The pleasures run out. And you gradually die on the inside of you. You die away. Empty inside. This is the world's happiness. It's fleeting. It'll die with the world. But can I tell everybody in this house tonight, joy is eternal. My joy is in the soul. Hey, raise your hand and praise him. A joy comes from the Lord. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. And I don't know why. Hey, ain't God good here tonight? I'm telling you, the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen. Amen.
My, 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 my.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, Lord, I'm walking in liberty here. Hey, oh, hallelujah. How many like to have a shepherd walking in your midst here tonight? How many like to look him in the eyes? Hallelujah to the Lord. He's got a staff in his hand. Yes, he does. Praise be the Lord. Sometimes I went out of his will. He got a hold of his staff and he looked me up. He came a seeking, and when he found me, he took the curve and on that neck on that staff, and he reached right over there and put it around my neck. He said, son, he said, I'm doing this because you're getting farther and farther away from me. He put the curve of that staff right around my neck. He said, I love you to let you go. I will not lose you. I'm a pulling you back. Hey, raise your hand. I'm a pulling you back into the fold where you belong. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. True everlasting joy comes from God. It's heavenly. And it never, never, ever runs out. That's a sissy. I've heard you testify before. Joy, joy, joy. Jesus gives you joy for the journey, brother. Woo, hallelujah. The world can't take it away either. Friends and all those you're associated with and around you cannot take that joy away from you. Hallelujah. You can take my Bible and tear the pages all apart, but you will never be able to take Jesus out of my heart. Ain't you glad of that night? That night, that day that he saved you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Abundant life in this joy. Yes. Brother Ron, we ain't gonna finish this.
No. Ain't no way.
Praise God. What am I gonna do?
Next Tuesday.
Oh Lord. Fields of green. Fields of green. My gracious sakes. Can I tell you that I found him? If you could have seen me back over 50 years ago, I got saved April the 28th, 1974, on a Sunday night between 7 and 8 p.m., somewhere along in that line. My life was a mess. I was among the goats. Nothing went right. I'll be honest, I had a good job. Sister Maria, I had a job that paid bonuses, and I had a lot of money. I bought people stereos. I bought them music. I bought my friends everything and still had money. I lived at home. But I was empty, craving something on the inside of me. Yeah. Brother Ben, I remember this is what the enemy will do. He said, I got you fenced in. You'll never get out of here. I was with the wrong crowd, running with the wrong, with the sinners, the ungodly. And I remember so, I didn't have no peace. I was searching for peace. I was looking, I had my own little tiny world I was in. And I remember leaving the house and getting in the car, rolling the windows up airtight, and put a rock music tape in that 8-track tape player. Get under the slit of that driver's seat. There was a slit in the carpet, and I'd reach under there and get the marijuana out. I had a pipe I'd smoke, I filled it plumb full. I cranked up the music so loud that just the windows would jar. My own little tiny world, I was a seeking peace. I'd drive country roads, and listen. A trip, oh yeah, it was a trip. Oh God, a high. I couldn't even tell you sometimes, Brother Tim, Brother Troy, how I made it back home. I swallowed the LSD tablets. I know how it is. I want to tell you, everyone in here tonight, I'm telling everybody out there, should you watch, the devil will take you farther than you want to go. Mm-hmm. He'll keep you longer than you want to stay.
That's right.
And it'll cost you far more than you could ever, ever pay.
Amen.
I remember. Listen, the reason I'm here tonight is a mommy and daddy that prayed for me.
Amen.
Mommy said, and I know I've told it here. Mommy said, I was washing dishes, and she said, I raised them up, my hands, my arms, the dish washing liquid just flowed down my arms. She said, son, I saw you in a vision. I saw your hands on the steering wheel. Mommy never knew that God did. That when I would get under the highs of that LSD and smoking that pot, there was a spirit came in my car. A destroying spirit from the pits of hell that wanted to snap me out and take me to hell. Mommy, she said, I raised my hands like this, and she did not know that the devil was telling me to speed it up as hard as it would go, fast as it would go. I gritted my teeth, Sister Sherry. It was all I could do to fight that spirit off of me. My hands would turn cold, clammy, and sweaty where I gripped the wheel. It said, that boy said to me, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. You got a lot of people in this world right now, all across the globe. They'll take an overdose of pills. They'll give up on life. You got people all in the psych wards. You got people in the hospitals that have given up on life. They didn't find Jesus. I said they didn't call on God.
Yes.
Amen. Come on.
Mommy, she said, I prayed with everything that I had, and I said, God, please bring him back home. Please save my son. Save my son. Mommy did not know it. I've had to pull over in a church parking lot and pray that God would let my heart. My heart felt like it beat out of my chest. The lines from the road, I hold my hand and God knows it. The trees would melt and go over and melt in front of me. The trees, the lines from the road, I'm talking about the yellow lines in the road. I've been there, I'm telling you, the lines would shoot like arrows up into my windshield. And I got out of that car in a Baptist church parking lot. I sat on the hood and I said, oh God, have mercy upon me. Oh God, don't let me die. What will it take for the world to turn to Jesus? Hey Lord, what will it take for our loved ones to turn to God? That are one foot in hell and the other is slipping in. I feel God here tonight. I had a praying mommy and praying daddy, and I tell everybody in this house, don't give up on your family. I said, don't give up on the lost soul. My Lord and my God.
Lord, holy, 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 hey, God. Hey, Lord. You all know the rest of the story. I went as far as I could go. Hey, I went to an altar of prayer and I said, God, I said, I don't know how to pray. I said, but if you'll help me, I will serve you. I want to make heaven my home. And there was a glorious hand that reached further down than I could ever reach up. The shepherd came for me, raising out a hand in the house. The shepherd, Brother Juan, heard my cry. And he came and he rescued me. Give him a hand clap in the house. He's a rescuer. He's a savior.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Oh, God.
Help him, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Oh, God.
Almighty.
Oh, Lord. Can I tell you I found him?
Yes.
When all my world came crashing in, Brother Bill, I found him. And I'll tell you exactly when I found him, when I came to the end of myself.
A whole heart.
You got to come to the end of yourself. You tried everything else and it don't work and you know it.
Tried everything failed.
That's when you'll find Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let me finish this and we'll get to the peaceful waters the next time. Has that? Oh God. Can I tell you that I found him?
Yes.
Sister Linda, I met him.
He found me.
Face to face.
Amen.
Brother Ben, Sister Ashley, I met him. I found him. Ooh. Man, oh man. You'll never be the same when you meet Jesus.
Amen.
You'll never feel the same. Oh, I met him. He is Jesus, the one that I was searching for. One day he walked up to the fence that I was feeding behind, and he called out my name.
Come on.
Do you want a better life? Do you, Tommy, want a richer field? And I said, yes, Lord, I acknowledge you. He said to me again, will you follow me, Tommy Romans, and be one of my sheep? Feeling anything?
Amen. Feeling the joy.
Holy.
Oh,
holy.
Yes.
And I said, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I'll follow you.
I said, yes.
Oh, my Lord. He removed the wire. He tore down Satan's gate. And I ran to him and I ran into his arms. Hallelujah to God. Oh, Lord, I found out that it was Jesus. He picked me up, he cleaned me off, and he carried me safe into the fold. And oh, what I found that night. Oh, the fields of green. I'm one of his sheep, and I'm now among the redeemed. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. A saved and sanctified I am. Hallelujah to the Lord. Everybody in the house, come on. I didn't mean to wear you out, but would you stand? Everybody that's able in the house, stand. Hey, Lord, let's acknowledge God here tonight. Let's acknowledge the Spirit of the Lord. I believe every one of us need to pray. If you don't need to pray for yourself, let's pray for our loved ones. Let's pray for our neighbors, our friends that are lost. Oh, Brother Neil. Oh, the sinner. Hallelujah, God. I had a burden today for sinners and backsliders. Oh, that they would come and find this one tonight. Let's kneel. Let's come to the altar. Kneel at your seat, everybody. Let's pray here tonight and say, God, I sure don't want to lose this. I don't want to ever drift away, Lord, or wander away from you. I'm going to tell him I want to stay in the fold. I want to stay with my shepherd. Come on, tell him that tonight. Woo! Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah.
was on a mountain.
Jesus, I need you.
A dream from the fountain.
Lord, I want you.
When I heard my Savior speak to me.
Yes, he did.
He said, call to many religions. Of your sins repenting. And I will lead you up where you can see.
Hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lord. Pray, children, pray, pray, pray in the house.
Somebody found me.
Stay with him.
To the shelter.
Yes, God.
And now I wanna, be so.
Hallelujah.
Rare
glory.
My home in glory. I walk on the
strength.